This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there tonight working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or when you're doing it, thanks for all that you do to keep America moving along. Thank you. We appreciate it so very, very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And by the way, there is a live, listen live link right there on that website for those of you that want to listen on the website, or on the internet, rather. You can listen to it right there by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. So there you go. All right. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's see the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed and started under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, big news last night. The president hit the campaign trail, came storming into Sanford, Florida, and the crowd was at least 30, maybe 35,000. They were in the hangar, out the hangar, down into the other hangar that was right beside it. It was unbelievable. Huge crowd.
Yeah, and you said, what, 35,000 or so?
That's what the fire department was telling me.
Yeah, well, that I hate to say, that is probably about 35,000 more than Joe Biden typically
has. Well, it's 34,990 when you take into consideration the reporters and the camera crew that were there in Arizona for that big event in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's just really, you know, it's very interesting, Captain. The president is bringing them out of the woodwork here, but yet Joe Biden goes to make a campaign stop, and really nobody shows up. It's really something, and he's somehow opened up a 14-point lead in the polls.
Well, haven't you heard the excuse for that?
What's that?
Well, they're social distancing because they know that Joe Biden doesn't want to have a lot of people there, so they're staring away. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
I'll tell you what, folks. If you believe these polls that are out there with double-digit leads here and there for Biden and for Harris, if you believe that, then I've got a gold mine in Reno, Nevada I'll sell you interest in.
Right. Sell the Brooklyn Bridge. I got some.
The Brooklyn Bridge in Cleveland.
There you go. Well, you know, and we joke about it, but this is really something. I mean, I got to tell you, if President Trump wasn't drawing big crowds, don't you think the media would just be jumping on top of that every single day saying,
sure,
nobody's coming out to see President Trump?
Sure. The enthusiasm is not there for Joe Biden. It just isn't. And I still continue. And here's the other thing. And I'm going to say this again. There's a blue wave coming, a big blue wave. But it's not a Democratic blue wave. It's the police, the firefighters, the EMS that are going to vote in mass against the Democrats and vote them, the people that wanted to defund the police, and now we're starting to defund emergency management in general, they're going to get voted the hell out of office, many of them.
Well, sure, and I think a lot of people that might vote traditionally Democrat have really taken a hard look at exactly where the Democrat Party has gone. It's gone off into another universe somewhere, and these people don't even recognize their party of many, many years.
Did you hear Biden trying to explain the 56% we're better off economy?
No, I didn't hear that, to be honest.
Well, he said that... That's because of the economy that they left Donald Trump in for quite a little while there. He was resting on their laurels that they did such a great job.
Wow. Well, like, does that include the shovel-ready jobs that were there going on?
Oh, absolutely.
And, does that include, you know, the record-breaking stock market? Does it include the fact that so many people across different ethnic groups and racial groups were doing so well, you know, in the pre-COVID Trump economy?
Yeah,
they didn't leave that. The Trump, they didn't build that. I'll just say that. They didn't build that.
Now, before we head off to break here in just about 30 seconds, the president is coming back to Florida on Friday. He's going to be up in Ocala at the airport up there at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. How about that one?
Very cool. Very cool. Well, he's definitely, you know, and Captain, he's going to be working so hard over these next, what is it now, 22 days or so?
Yep, yep.
He's just like in 2016. This president, Donald Trump, he does not want to leave one stone unturned to get reelected.
Nope. And then also Friday night after he leaves Ocala, he's going to fly up to Macon to the Middle Georgia Regional Airport in Macon, be there at 7 p.m. on the same day for a rally. And that's what's going on. That just got announced just before we came on the air. So there you go.
Well, again, you know, President Trump just even getting over COVID-19, for goodness sake. But this is how you achieve good things. You have to work hard. And quite frankly, you know, and again, we all know about Joe Biden, but Joe Biden just can't stand the pounding. He can't go out and do half, even a fraction of what President Trump is doing.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, Joe Biden yesterday, the gaffe master, was back on it again because Joe's running for Senate. Gee, somebody forgot to tell him he's no longer in the Senate. Oh, what a day, what a day. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I endorse and I believe in because I'm taking it, and it works for me. Now, here's the deal, all right? If you've got swelling or pain of some sort, you can't seem to get rid of it, there's four ingredients in Relief Factor that will help you to do just that. Turmeric, resveratrol, licarin, and omega-3, because it helps support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or even eliminates pain associated with exercise and everyday living. It's 100% drug-free, and you can find out what I found out, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. You take the three-week quick start, you'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you, and then it just comes automatically after that. But they gave me a website, so you can go to the website they gave me for you to take and check out what's going on. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. Go over there and see what the $19.95 three-week quick start will do for you. And remember, all I can tell you is it works for me, and it should work for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got Mike from Clearwater on the line, so let me go over there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, I sat there and I watched the day one of the confirmation hearings, and it was really disgusting. I could only watch about 10 or 15 minutes of it, and then I had to turn it off. Instead of talking about this at hand, all the Democrats were doing was taking swipes at the Republicans. And when Kamala got up there, oh, they're going to take away your health care during a pandemic. They're going to take away your rights to do this. They're going to give the businesses, liability protection, which will weaken the rights of the small worker. And I'm thinking to myself, these people are just desperate. Now it's like a animal that's been backed into a corner. And they're being threatened, and they don't know what to do, so now they're just, you know, it was pitiful and shameful.
You want to hear something?
Go ahead.
67 times the Democrats used the word Obamacare.
67 times?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
all they did was, like I said, they took swipes at the other side instead of discussing the business at hand that was in front of them. And then the second thing, and I know we mentioned this last night, but I want to just to give the people out there idea of what we're dealing with. They killed another person, okay, out in Denver. I guess some more information came out. He was an unlicensed security guard that was working for a liberal television station, and he just literally shot the guy. They got into an altercation. So I would implore people that, you know, stay away from these rallies, but if you're going to go, make sure you're protected, make sure you are armed, and make sure that you're willing and ready to use it if you need to, because these people are dangerous. They're unhinged, Captain.
Well, you know,
and
we're
I
hurt.
Want to see what you we're
hurt.
What?
Okay, well, we're heard in Denver on AM 710 KNUS, so we're going to be talking to people from Denver here in just a second about that.
All right, Captain. And I just want your comment on the whole thing that I just mentioned, and you all have a good night as always. Thank you
all
so much.
Thank you. Now, Kyle, you saw the video, right?
Right, right.
Come to find out, the shooter, the security guard, who apparently was not properly licensed and bonded and insured, I don't know how he wound up there with Pinkerton, who was the company that was hired to provide security for the news producer that was on site with this television Channel 9, Denver 9, they call it, I believe. But for some reason, I saw the person who was shot. He had a can of pepper spray. I believe it was pepper spray. If not, it was mace. But it was an orange type cloud that went out about 10 feet. And he had this woman come up and smack him. And then there was a guy somehow or another that got involved in this. That was going to make a charge at him, and he let him have it with the spray. And then, out of nowhere, comes this security guard, pulls his gun, and just pops him.
Yeah, exactly. This is really...
And he shot him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what can you say? I mean, this is...
Well, it's murder. It's what it is to begin with.
Yeah.
But again, to use the word security guard, I don't want to degrade the security guards that do things right around the country. This guy wasn't licensed, wasn't registered, and I'm not even sure what the hell he was doing there.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he had any kind of uniform on that would sort of make him seem like a security guard either, as far as I could tell. And so again, as you said, it's murder. You don't have to use that kind of force.
Well, if one of our listeners in Denver wants to call the station, call my show here, it's 877-969-8600. I've been led to believe that this guy was a left-wing loony that was doing this, that he had really nothing to do with security, that he just happened to be there, happened to be carrying a weapon, and that's what I've been told, even though he was there for security. He might have been there for security for the anti-police protesters that were there.
Right, exactly.
Because the guy that came up to challenge the veteran, this was a Marine veteran, by the way, family man, I think he had his family there watching him. The guy that came up to challenge him had a Black Lives Matter shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, you know, but this kind of violence can't be normalized in our society, this kind of thing. So again, I hope they just throw the book at him because somebody has lost their life. They didn't need to.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, I just got a message here. I was thinking there was nobody in Denver. But, again, if you want to call the show from Denver up there, KNUS, it's 877-969-8600, and try to explain to us what it was that happened and how it managed to happen. Now what is this? This is, let me go to this one. I'm going to read this. I think this is Eric. From what I've read and heard, the victim was in retreat, backing away. The security guard allegedly was trying to grab at the victim's side arm when the victim slapped his hand away and began to back up. And let's see, then he was pursued or encroached upon by the guard. The victim reached for his can of pepper spray and was shot just after releasing the spray. Yeah, I saw that. So apparently that's what,
and that's from Eric, but he knows more about the situation, I guess, from watching whatever he's watching than me. So that's where we're at with that.
Well, that seems to be what led up to that. But again, the very fact that it even got that far
never should have. It's murder.
Too much. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And they should throw the book at him.
Yeah. And you don't shoot somebody in the face if you're just trying to back them off. You might shoot them in the leg.
Right.
But not the face.
Yeah. And again, it's just this person, as I said, didn't even if they're security guards, I guess they were an undercover plainclothes security guard or something. But if you're a security guard for a place, you usually have a uniform.
Well, again, he was not legally a security guard of anything because he had no license. He had no insurance or bond. And even if he was working as a private contractor for Pinkerton, he would have had to have displayed some type of identification or whatnot. He had none of that on him.
Right.
All right, well, let's move along because we did have day number one of the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court Senate Judiciary hearing. I believe it went exactly the way I figured it was going to go with the Dems carrying on all about Obamacare and the ACA and health insurance. We're going to drop your health insurance. It's going to go and you're not going to have any more. Those people with pre-existing conditions, it's gone and all that. First of all, the law of the land passed while Barack Obama was the president and still the law of the land. Anyone with a pre-existing condition is automatically covered by Medicaid, Medicare, or any other private health insurance that's available. That's the law.
Well, precisely. And to say that somehow, I think it was Joe Biden a few days ago saying in such and such a days to the election, then you're going to lose your health care. But, you know, they're trying to perpetrate.
Nobody's going to lose their health care. Not one single person is going to lose their health care.
Exactly right. And so that's one lie. The other lie is that, of course, somehow this is an illegitimate proceeding. If I recall correctly, I think Kamala Harris said that it should have been postponed, number one.
Illegitimate. Yeah, I love that.
Illegitimate. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like they just expect people to not fact check this, and that's who they're talking to, someone who just is going to accept it.
They're talking to the ignorant morons that are buying what they're selling because they're lying through their proverbial teeth. It's not true. All right, I knew the music was coming. That's why I backed off a little bit. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to come right back, talk a little bit more about Amy Coney Barrett. And then, of course, the president has vowed more breathtaking documents to be released on the Russia probe. They are actively opening up the door wide open on Hillary and company.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. For 67 years, the American Bar Association has conducted comprehensive peer reviews of the professional qualifications of federal judicial nominees, including all 34 U.S. Supreme Court nominees. The ABA gives Amy Barrett a well-qualified ranking, the association's highest rank. As the confirmation hearings continue, today's posturing comes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Feinstein of California.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that. You're not a policymaker. You're a judge. That's what we're here to discuss.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Sunday that the Senate Judiciary Committee will complete interviews and hearings during the next 3 weeks. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren's being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go over there, type in your zip code, and get a quotation on the car or the truck that you're driving, also the ATV, the RV, the boat, motorcycle, whatever it is you got. And by the way, if you've got homeowners and renters insurance, and you get a quote on that, you can bundle that all together and save a bunch of money. Now, I've been with them going on 15 years, and they've done a great job for me, and I'm recommending them because, again, I use them, and they advertise on my show as a result. Now, you just heard Larry Elder in there. Now, Larry Elder is going to be coming to Sarasota on October the 23rd for the Salem Conservative Summit. Now, don't miss your chance to see and hear myself as the master of ceremonies for the night, Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk, as all of us give an honest look at the issues that we face as a country. Now, it's going to be just before the election, obviously, October the 23rd. There is a VIP reception before the event. The event starts at 7. The reception starts at 5:30. And you can go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com and use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. You can buy one ticket and get one ticket free. One standard VIP ticket and one ticket comes free with that. So it's a BOGO. And the promo code for that is BOGO, B-O-G-O. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great night. A lot of people, some of your friends and neighbors will be there. We got people coming from all around the state and the area, plus some of our affiliate people are coming over from Orlando and whatnot. And that's going to be neat to see those guys and gals. I only see them about once or twice a year. So back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got me a couple of emails here from some mighty interesting folks. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, we got one from Major Doug. I won't mention his last name because he is United States Army retired from Fort Benning, Georgia. But he said, once again, you guys have provided your listeners with spot-on analysis of current events. We can only hope that your listeners promulgate your words of wisdom far and wide to serve as a clarion call to the marginally informed as to what's going on in America. Keep the lights on, keep the lights on in the steeple with your continued excellence. How about that, Major Doug?
That is amazing. Great. I really like that. Appreciate it very
much.
And
then I got one from JN up in Butte, Montana, where it might be snowing tonight for all I know. He says, thanks, Captain. Thanks, Captain. You and your crew do some great reporting. I love your predictions. By the way, the modus operandi of the soon-to-be-defeated Democrats, I predict, will be repeated and persuasive claims of voter fraud, well organized in advance, avalanche of demands that court counts order recounts and or rejection of election results, Biden and Harris endorsed by the Democrats as the default national leaders, downtown cities and select suburbs set aflame by BLM and Antifa, and then governors stampeded into mobilizing the National Guard, whom are required to pledge allegiance to Biden and Harris, and the USA begins to collapse. Let's see if I've got it right. J.N. Butte, Montana. I hope he's got it wrong.
I do hope he's got it wrong, but what he's outlining is I think, you know, how some of these people actually think on the far left and in the Democrat Party elite. They want power. They want to get it any way that they can. And so, yes, that's why they've been laying the basis to say the election is illegitimate. That's sort of like their new word. And Kamala Harris was this whole hearing for Amy Coney Barrett. It's all illegitimate. And yes,
that's all you heard from every one of them. Illegitimate. Well, they're illegitimate.
Yeah, because it's illegitimate to say it's unconstitutional because it's patently constitutional.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, but even Jake Tapper, I was really happy with him. He went after the Biden campaign representative by saying, no, there's nothing unconstitutional here. He was dumbfounded. Maybe he thought, can this person get it that wrong, or are they just promulgating a lie, basically?
Well, we're the Democrats. They're not supposed to argue with us.
That's right. Yeah, so on CNN. And but JN in Butte, Montana, no, I hope that hope he does have it wrong, but his analysis, though, is unfortunately, I think, rooted in just watching what's happening and making a prediction. So, we've got to work to make sure that never happens in America.
Now, we've had some 33,000 emails. They all got released. And Colonel Jim, by the way, has got all 33,000 emails. He's looking at them. I don't know what he's going to tell us when he comes on the show tomorrow in hour number 4, but I can't wait to find out. And we do know that the president did say, and this is a quote, he vowed more breathtaking documents on the Russia probe coming soon.
Yes, that's right. And Lord only knows what that is, but it's got to be big. I mean, we're getting down to the wire now. We're almost halfway through October. We've already had kind of an October surprise, but typically, you know, there's another shoe could drop here, and certainly revelations that would be in these emails, because they're not going to be about weddings and yoga classes, you know, from what we've been told in the past. It could be very explosive.
And the U.S. and Russia is said to be close on a deal on nuclear warhead, on the nuclear warhead freeze. If that's the case, that'll score another one for Donald Trump, another big monumental positive.
Well, sure. Yeah, this is basically would be an extension of the new START treaty, but that actually expires in February. And so, again, these are the things that you have to work on as president. And there's like, I know I'm exaggerating, but there literally are 15 million things you have to be doing all at one time in an administration. And the Democrats just want to focus on just, you know, what they want to focus on. But they don't understand that these kinds of accomplishments, like in the Middle East and now with Russia, as we're looking towards that, these are very important to the stability of the planet.
Now, I got to tell you something funny because I'm still laughing about this. Did you happen to see the video of CNN's anti-Trump reporter Jim Acosta in Sanford, Florida, doing a live hit with the Trump supporters around him, and they went after him big time?
No, I didn't see it vocally. I didn't see it, no.
Oh, they went after him big time. They had the signs up there, and they were yelling. He could hardly even get anything across. They did that when he was here in Tampa, and he encouraged it. He says, come on, make some noise, make it look like they're excited. You know, and what they were doing is they were going after him when they did it in Tampa. Well, they did it to him again over in Sanford, and he had a tough time getting turned into. And the people here, the sentiments aren't. Oh, you know, he started in with one of those deals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
look at me, poor me. They're picking on me.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, after the election, I mean, is he going to stay at the White House, or will he just try to get his own show at some point? I mean, because it's all the Jim Acosta opinion hour. And,
well, he's trying to get his own show. He'll go anywhere that'll give him a show. He'd be perfect for MSNBC, a bunch of lying SOBs those people are.
Well, yeah, but and it's unfortunate because it really does a disservice to the idea of being a correspondent and reporting because it's become so blatant. And people, they just don't respect that.
Yeah. And the other thing is Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, he's running for the Senate. He said that not once, but twice during the same speech.
He did. And, you know, I would almost see if he would ever say vice president by accident, because that's what he was running for the last couple of election cycles before 2016. But you have to go way back in order for him to be running for the Senate, you know. And so I don't know. I mean, we know Kamala Harris wants his job if he becomes president. But does he want Kamala Harris's job now?
And no.
He just run for the
Senate? Was in Toledo. He was in Toledo, Ohio, and he just stumbled through the whole event, which is an unfortunate circumstance. But the guy, he's not all there. There's something wrong. We all know it. I'm sorry, folks. I don't care. We all know there's something wrong with Joe Biden. He's not functionally savvy the way that he should be to be president of the United States. The man is incapable. He's being pushed along, prodded along, doped up, probably, is my guess, for his hour and a half or whatever. And these weird hours, you know, well, I can't have a rally past 9 o'clock at night, or, oh, I can't start till 9 o'clock in the morning, all that stuff. Hell, Trump would start in the middle of the night and keep going all day long and still keep going if he could.
Well, sure. And, you know, unfortunately, even if you look at some of these clips, Captain, from a year ago when they were doing the Democrat primaries, he's a different guy even then.
And by the way, that guy, that Mormon guy.
Well, the Mormon guy. Yeah,
the Mormon
yeah.
guy. I'm thinking, you moron, it's Mitt Romney.
That was really something. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and we're laughing about it, but it's a pathetic situation. Hold on, Kyle. It's a pathetic situation of someone who's suffering from dementia and just doesn't have everything going for them. And you want to elect that person president? I don't think so.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my Jersey girl there, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don, and they run the Double D horse ranch up there where they've got a stable and some horses that they keep there, and it's a little early for them just yet, but I'd always like to say howdy howdy to everybody up there in Carrollton, and especially just down the road a tad bit, Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. Now it's time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. When you see the pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I was telling you about the pilot in Flying J. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. And here we go. Jealous Again, the Black Crowes. That song's only 30 years old, but it still rings a bell there. How, what do you think about that one, Kyle?
I love it.
Did I have you hopping around on one leg?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing, hopping around on one leg here, because, you know, I can't hop too much on the bad ankle, because then I really create another problem. I don't need to do that. Thank you very much. All right, let me drift down over here and get right to the scheme of things here with the weather. Going to read you the weather statement. An active weather pattern is bringing high winds and mountain snowfalls across the northern Rockies. Hello, winter. Gusty winds and low humidity is contributing to critical fire weather in the central Rockies and the plains, while an offshore flow in southern California is creating hot temperatures and local fire weather concerns. Now, over on the East Coast, the remnants of Delta have finally moved away. They're up there in New England going off. It's bringing some heavy rainfall through today, mostly up towards New England, the tip of Cape Cod and up there. So that means, Lynn, you might get some rain up that way. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we're going to start in Butte, Montana tonight, where JN had written in his email earlier on.
Yep.
And in Butte, Montana, according to the indications right now, it looks like it's 52 degrees and they've got rain. Maybe we'll have some rain later on in the week. But as you mentioned, Captain, the high winds, that's the big story all across these different western states.
Yep.
And in most of Montana, western Montana, I should say, you've got high wind warnings. High wind watches. Now, these gusts could be up to or upwards of 55 miles an hour, so they're going to be significant. Then, about in the middle of the state there, we've got that winter weather advisory, and that means snow is expected above 5,000 feet. They're looking at maybe up to 3 inches, and this is in the northern Rocky Mountain front, central and southern Lewis and Clark, and southern Rocky Mountain front. And so we're going to be monitoring that. But as you mentioned, you've got the high winds, and in some cases, we've got some fire weather watches as well. But basically, that goes all the way over through the state of Washington.
Yeah.
High wind watches still going there. So if you're traveling across I-90, you're going to be dealing with that as well. Then down in southern Oregon, we've got a wind advisory as well. Coming down through California, we've got fire weather watch, and of course there's likely going to be low temperatures in the higher elevations around Redding, but all of that area, it looks like we've got a fire weather watch in most of Northern California as you travel down the 5 freeway. Air quality alerts, of course, in the Central Valley, and as you mentioned, Captain, the offshore flow in Southern California, that will have a mild Santa Ana effect, we are told, but the temperatures have been pretty high. We're looking at high 90s for the coastal communities and parts of the Inland Empire. Out in Palm Springs tomorrow, they're going to be breaking the 100 barrier. They're going to be 102 degrees, but over in Phoenix, they're just going to stay under it at about 99 degrees on Tuesday. Colorado, fire weather warnings and watches as you go up the I-25 corridor, and high wind warnings around Cheyenne, Wyoming right now.
And most of the Midwest is not looking too bad at all, except for part of Arkansas, central part of Arkansas, where you got some winds there. Now, let's get back down below here in Louisiana on I-10 around Lake Charles over towards the central part of the state. You have got some areas down there where you still got roads closed because of all the rain that they had, and the damage from before has just exacerbated what's going on right now. And there are some areas where the roads are underwater, and areas where people are being told, yeah, you can go back and check on your property, but you might not be able to stay there because what you had that was damaged is even more damaged right now. So the people have been compounded with what's happened with this storm that came through, Hurricane Delta, and I certainly hope that they don't that the insurance companies and that the government acts real quick to try to help them. I'm sure they will. But that's pretty much what's going on there. And then basically it's quiet until you go up the East Coast. You got a little bit of spotty fog tonight in parts of Delaware and Maryland and South Jersey. And then when you get up along Long Island, you've got some winds there. But the rain is just past Long Island, southern tip of Connecticut, Rhode Island, Cape Cod. Also Massachusetts and up there around the base of New Hampshire, what's left of Delta is going out to sea right now. So that's about it. And way up north in northern Michigan, you've got some cold temperatures up there, plus the wind's blowing pretty good up there on the lake. So you got a gale advisory up there, too, Lake Superior and Lake Huron. So there you go. Now, we will tell you that with winter coming back in and with the colder temperatures up there, especially in the Rockies, you guys going out of the south, going north, you want to make sure that you got your fuel right before you even get up past, say, Oklahoma or Missouri. And again, the best place to do that is a Flying J or Pilot Travel Center. Get on in there, get your fuel additive, get it dumped into your fuel tanks, and then away you go. And remember, become a member of the Drivers Club, because when you do that, you're going to have the benefit of getting all those points that you get for buying diesel fuel and buying food and buying stuff in the store, and you can use them later for discounts, or you can use them to trade off on different things they have there. And I'm going to laugh a little bit because I see Steve. Steve has got a character in the chat room there, Kyle, of a guitar and a guy with sunglasses on.
Yeah, I saw that. Very cool. I think he was rocking out through the meet.
Well, so was Eric. Eric was rocking out, too. I got the little the symbol there from Eric, so there you go. Yeah, so they like that. Well, if you like that, you wait till next hour, the next Truckers Report. I got another one lined up that's just as good, if not better. So, Kyle, we're going to tease a little bit what we're going to do when we come back. Now, the president is about to release a bunch of ads aimed directly at the seniors to calm them down about all this nonsense the Democrats are trying to peddle, which is a bunch of lies about, oh, you're going to lose your health care. Oh, you're going to, everybody's going to be sick and die. And all this crap and this fearmongering that's out there because there are a bunch of lying skanks on the other side of the aisle.
Well, yeah, the president definitely is going to be, I think, trying to make sure that those statements are answered, and I think they'll do a good job of it. But yes, the president has been a great friend to seniors, and again, it's just fear mongering, and it's terrible to do it against the elderly. That's even worse.
You got it. Okay, folks, don't go nowhere, no how, because Kyle and I are coming back aisle number two, right after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.